Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese.
Hello.
Where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about brother and sister in Chinese. We have 11-year-old dancer Luke Rack joining us. Hi, Luke.
你好.
Hello, 你好.
All right. We know you are an amazing 11-year-old dancer in the Royal Opera House in the UK. And I also know that you have some brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Can you describe them?
My older brother, he's going to Harrow next year, boarding academic school, and he's very into academic things, and and my sister is also a dancer, and she's six.
A six-year-old dancer.
Six-year-old, yeah.
Right. Okay, so you have an older brother and a younger sister,
yeah.
And you are the one in the middle.
Yeah.
Right, should we learn how to describe them?
Okay.
In Chinese, when we describe brothers and sister, we always emphasize, is that the older one or younger one? Unlike English. English, we say brother or sister. We don't know, are they younger or older than us?
Yeah.
But in Chinese, you know the difference. So to say older brother, we say 哥哥.
哥哥.
哥哥. And to say the younger brother, you don't have one, but just in case you have one in the future, 弟弟.
弟弟.
弟弟. And then to describe the older sister, you won't have one because you already don't have one. 姐姐.
姐姐.
姐姐 is the older sister. And then to say the younger sister, 妹妹.
妹妹.
妹妹. Did you remember all of them? Should we have a test?
哥哥. 妹妹. 姐姐. And I can't remember the last one.
弟弟.
弟弟.
Wow, okay. 哥哥 is older brother.
Yep.
弟弟 is the younger brother. Yep. 姐姐, older sister. 妹妹, younger sister.
Yep.
So now we know. Let's have a test. How to describe your younger sister.
Okay, so my younger sister is 妹妹.
妹妹.
妹妹. 妹妹.
Your younger sister is 妹妹. And then your older brother, the one going to Harrow next year.
哥哥.
哥哥. And then, in case in the future you may have a new brother, the younger one, we say 弟弟. That's it. And then to describe a sibling, in English you have a word called siblings. And that describes whoever, like an older one, younger one, brother or sister. And we say 兄弟姐妹.
兄弟姐妹.
Yeah, 兄弟姐妹. Did you notice that a few words? 兄 is another way of describing older brother.
兄.
So here we don't say 哥, we say 兄.
兄.
And 弟. Younger,
yeah.
And 姐 is the older 姐, sister,
yeah.
And 妹, so 兄弟姐妹.
兄弟姐妹.
Yeah, and then to describe, you have an older brother. You can say 我有.
我有.
我有, 我 is I.
我.
有 is have.
Have, yeah.
And you have one, so we say 一个.
一个.
So, yeah,
我有一个哥哥.
Perfect. 我有一个哥哥. I have an older brother.
Yeah. 我有一个哥哥.
How to say you have a younger sister then?
我有, 一个妹妹.
我有一个妹妹. So I have a younger sister. In my case, I'm the youngest. I have two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
They're older than me. So I should say 我有两个姐姐.
我有两个姐姐.
Yeah, 我有两个姐姐. 我, I, 我, you,
have,
两个, two.
Yeah.
姐姐. So in my case, 我有两个姐姐. In your case, yeah. Okay, wow, that's so fast. So in Chinese, it's quite obvious that you know is that older one, younger one, just like when we call our aunt and uncle, in Chinese, it's all the same. It doesn't matter is that from mother's side or father's side. It doesn't matter is older or younger. But in Chinese, there are a lot of differences. Just by saying it's 伯伯, I know, oh, that's my father's side, an older brother of my father. And so it's very, very concise and very precise. And this shows the society, how the society works. That people see the social hierarchy, okay, because we respect people who are older than us. They have more experience and they can teach us and they can share their experience with us. So this is why in Chinese language, you can see a very clear distinction about the age. And in a way, it shows that this shows respect. And so, like sometimes, I call some younger people, I know they're younger than me, I call them 哥哥, I call them 姐姐. It doesn't really mean that they are, in terms of the years, they are older than me. I just want to show my respect.
Oh, okay.
So I still call them 姐姐哥哥. So you can call me 姐姐. Right. Thank you very much, Luke, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. I hope you enjoy this episode. Luke, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
一个哥哥，一个妹妹.
You have an older brother and a younger sister. Yep. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见，再见，Luke.
再见。